if you want to average variance. All right, let's say that you have some sprinters that are going into a route. Okay? Pick three or four of the route pace lines and answer yes when it says, do you want to average variance or do you want to establish pars or whatever? I forget what the stupid question is. But anyway, it's telling you that you don't have all of them at the same distance and you're going to have to make some sort of an adjustment. And put in two or three of the routers. It's pace of the race only. There aren't any beaten lengths, just like your energy program. And then it'll average that, and it will adjust everybody to that figure. Okay? So your printouts you get on the contender scan, if you have sprinters stretching out, are going to be adjusted. If you have miles going into a mile of 16. One word of caution, if it's a mile and an eighth today, when you average variance, only average mile and an eighth pace line distances. Don't put in a mile of 16th and a mile and a mile and an eighth, and then take the average of those three distances. Okay? Use the mile and an eighth. You can use one race if you like. The number of races that you use isn't that really that critical. A suggestion would be to use the top three consensus horses if they all have a pace line that you're going to use at today's distance. If not, use as many of the three or four sweeps top horses that do have pace lines at today's distance. Average that and everybody's adjusted.
One of the things I have trouble with is that, say a horse runs a 59-15 opening fraction, and then he runs a 58-80, and then he just, you know, he just completely folds up and gets down around 49. And today's fractions are much, he's going to obviously set the fractions again today, but he's not going to be pressured from behind. I have trouble trying to visualize what's going to happen after that half mile with the reduction in the velocity in the opening first and second fraction.
We're all faced with that same problem, and the computer will not answer that question for you. You have to solve that here.
Yeah.
You don't know whether that horse is going to keep going today or not. Neither do I. Neither does the computer. You have to make a judgment call. Is he going to have less heat up front? And if he is, he probably will carry his speed further. Is it going to be far enough? You've got to try and make that call in these matches. It's not an easy call to make. It's one you're going to have to get used to.
One thing I did see, which surprised me, in other words, I feel that an animal or a human or anybody only has so much energy to give in any particular situation. So if they expend it all early, then they don't have any late. But
Mike, to answer that question, if you're using phase three, if he doesn't still finish up in the top three or four factor W, I'd say he's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Because that's a composite of both his early and late energy.
Right.
And if he doesn't finish up in the top four, I wouldn't
think. Yeah, you have to toss
him. Why would he do it now against these horses if he couldn't do it before?
But what I was going to say is that, like, a reduction of 1 feet, 1 foot per second in the first two fractions oftentimes will end up being 2 feet per second in the final fraction.
Right. Well, that would show in factor W.
Yeah.
Okay, that would give you the higher factor W. And if it's high enough over the other horses, then
he keeps turning it around.
He's doing it just to annoy you.
There's a program that will answer your question. It's called Ultra Plus, and it has, I did. This lady was nice enough to send me 50 pages of slander by Jim Selvig, so I wanted to reward her with a little gift. So she has been experimenting with an experimental program which has proven successful enough that it's no longer experimental. It's called Ultra Plus. And it has phase three readouts and lets you look at the pace of the race, pace of the horse, with all three fractions to help you be able to determine from phase three, pace of the race, pace of the horse, which horses are liable to fade and which are not.
Yeah, how easy it is.
just don't rely on one factor. It has to be a combination. That's one of the reasons for keeping a model.
Yeah.
It's a combination of factors that point to the winner. With all of these things entered in there, the obvious thing to do, if he was pressured, really pressured, but you think he's still in current form, you might go use another pace line where he was not pressured.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not bound to that last race. You find another race where he wasn't challenged, as hard as he was in his last race, and you feel he's not going to be challenged today, then go get that other pace line and see how he feels.
Yeah.
And all the time, not just on the second time.
Okay.
Any questions? That does it for me, Hiron.
All righty.
I want to get drunk.
It's amazing you didn't do it before like you did at Omaha. You were positively scintillating.
Our deductor plus here is not the same as what he just got through talking about.
No. Let me delineate between the three new programs. Now, these programs, we started on Contender Scan, for instance, in 1984 in New Orleans. I said to Jimmy, let's create a dream race, which constitutes the best thing that could possibly happen in this race. If every one of the horses ran through the best possible fractions they have, what would the race be? That's the dream race. Now, each one runs against the dream race, which is created from the actual fractions of the horses that you've entered. They may not be contenders overall, but that's the best they can run. That's what the best possible pace. So you take the horses that could best run against them, that's your contention factor. Then you get a chance to see how the contention factor was derived by, and we just use that for handicap. Believe me, that's all you really need. If, when you get to a level where you really understand those figures. Contender Scan is a great breakthrough. And Jimmy took the ball by the horns, or to the bull, whatever you take by the horns down in Oklahoma, and he took that and computerized it, taking that dream race, not a dream that we created, not a super horse type dream, but a dream that is created with the actual fractions of the horses you have entered. So the best possible thing that could happen today, if everybody ran their best fractions, is what you see the contention run against. Now, Combo Scan is the computer program you see in the paper. Combo Scan lets you, with one entry, see what would happen to your horse ranked. If you said yes, if you said no, if you said yes, no, or if you made your own manual adjustment. It gives you a look at all four. And frequently, you're going to find that certain horses stand out in all four and leaves very little to the imagination. The danger of Combo Scan is if you can't interpret one readout, you might find four times as hard. What you have to do is become friends with your readouts and interpret them. They're there for your benefit, not to bedazzle you. If you let them use them, and don't let them use or abuse you. The third is, what is the third, Jimmy? It's odd.
Hard Generator Plus.
Now, Hard Generator Plus, those of you who got the East Coast Manual last week, the one with the blue cover, saw it in action. What it does is allow you to make what the racing track daily variance would be for that race in advance. By using the exact same technique that the racing form used, you enter the track record time for the distance, which is in the small print up above. It's 108.4, you enter that. Then it tells you the daily variance of that race was 23. It does not average them as the form does. It gives you the actual daily variance racing form of that race. It then takes all three fractions, which are in feet per second velocity, and returns them to seconds. So you can create car times, which will help you a lot in using Tom's variable. In other words, you'll find that car time is like 22, 45, and 1, and 110, and 3. So you'll have car times a la Quirin, but they will not be generic car times as are his, but be specific car times by distance, by class for your track, which is an added bonus. It really is. Really helps you go back to time for those of you who had difficulty in envisioning feet per second figures. So you get the best of all worlds with that program. And how many of you are interested in quarter horse racing? I have had the great pleasure to have participated and the creation of a program and a manual on quarter horse races that is, that if I were not infected with the nobility of thoroughbred racing, would send me to the quarter horse track exclusively. Hmm. And the man who is my co-author who writes his portion of it in Down Home, Oklahoma, Jimmy Bradshaw, who first tested it along with Glenn Smock, first I'll let Dick Schmidt talk about it, because Dick did the amanuensis work. He typed it, edited it, and wrote the introduction. So before Jimmy comes to tell you more about it, let's let Dick get up here, because he wants to sell you a manual or something.
No, I don't want to say. Well, actually, I do. I wanted to say something else. I didn't know I was going to talk about Keith Kent. But I noticed that they had some of these sitting there. And this is something, a lot of people get really dialed into the computers and really excited about all the new programs. And there are people that have computers that have Phase 3, UltraScan, Power Generator, Q-Scan, and 11 other programs, all in the computer, and they have 7 computers around the house, and they're computerized, and they don't win. And I think there's 2 reasons. One is that they're spreading their efforts kind of thin, and the other is that there's more to winning than picking the horses. There's a hell of a lot more to winning than picking the horses. And Dr. Sartin is one of the few people who has ever attempted to address the problem of winning beyond picking of the horses. And he wrote this book.
Red Hot.
Yes. Now for his second juggling act, yes. He wrote this book. This was the very first, my very introduction to the Sartin methodology. I attended this seminar and sat in the back of the room last October. And I took more away from this book, because I was totally, they talked about UltraScan and yes, no, I'd never seen an UltraScan readout. I didn't know what any of this stuff was. I came as someone's guest and was really confused. I didn't know what a foot per second meant or any of this other stuff. But I read this and it really made a difference. Because this is not just answering the nuts and bolts questions. This is wind therapy, and I don't have a copy of this. Get one, because it is very, very interesting. And I really think that a lot of people, I know people that can choose horses brilliantly. I have one pretty good friend who is an outstanding traditional handicapper, and he chooses horses very much better than I ever can. And he spent 2.5 years as a professional horse player, and then went back to work. Flat broke. So, and he's better at that. And if he would pay attention to this aspect of handicap.
What do you say,
broke
in the suit?
Oh,
you've got it, Lester. You got a 3, Ed. When you went to the seminar.
Yeah. I think that's the one I don't have.
That's the one you had.
I had it for nothing. You back in the back of the book.
That came from the... If my friend would pay attention to what is in this and a little less attention to choosing the horses, you don't have to hit 80% to turn a profit.
You change color on another one, Doc?
Brilliant. You think I can sell them all twice, man?
Absolutely. Okay.
You're supposed to read it, not
well, what's in that book? What is the generality of the
book? Wind therapy. In other words, dealing with the problems of being a winner, and the mental attitudes needed. And then there's some other things. It's one of the methodology workbooks. Anyway, I saw him laying back there when I handed Jimmy the tandem, so I thought I would mention the fact that you can get too fixated on the program. The greatest program in the world will not turn you into a winner. There are people that think if they had the winning horses, they'd be winning horse players. I know of 2 services in this town that would make you, that give out enough winners to show a profit. I bet not 1 in 100 of their customers is showing a profit. But there are other, hell, Mark Kramer has shown a profit for 2.5 years on the damn radio. And the people that listen, they're not making money. And this book may address why. Q-Scan. Q-Scan's fun. I don't know very much about quarter horse racing, and I'm not even going to try to talk about quarter horse racing, because as I say in my introduction, when I first started, I didn't know quarter horses from a side of beef. This is strange. I've only seen about 3 quarter horse races in my life in person, 2 or 3 more on TV. But it really does work. On my first 20 race cycle, I hit 65% win, or about a 15% return on investment. And I hit 50% of exactness for 197% return on investment. So, and that's without having read, I had gotten the manual on it. I did that on vacation down in Mexico. So, it really is strong. Why don't you come and talk about the nuts and bolts of it? Now I told them they don't need nuts and bolts. Come on, talk about the nuts and bolts of the Q-Scan. Just tell them what it does. Because say, you know more, you've forgotten more about her quarter horse racing than I know.
In 84, they were getting ready to build a quarter horse track in Oklahoma. Now, we'd had the outlaw tracks, but they legalized betting, and the track is going to be quarter horse. And everyone says that there isn't any way to handicap quarter horses. So I talked to Howard, and Howard said that he had first started his research on quarter horses and changed over to thoroughbreds, and that they could be handicapped. So we and I headed to the track with a handheld computer using the concepts that Howard had found in his research. And through testing, finally we developed and came up with what we call the Q-Scan program. It is a marvelous program. The manual is something that you will not find on the bookshelves. It gives information that was tested and proven true through these 3 years of research. And it's not my part. I was just one of the testers. The concepts in this are strokes of genius that you would not believe how you can handicap quarter horses. We finished the manual. It's been finished. It's ready for Dick's final typing. Purdy has written it for the IBM and PC3, I believe, isn't it, Bobby? And we have the programs are available. And the concepts are available. Now, you say, well, they're just a short distance. How can they be handicapped? In this Q-Scan manual, you will find that they can be handicapped not only on final time, but by pace. For 350 yards can determine the early, we can determine the early pace of the horse and get an accurate time that this horse ran to the beginning of the stretch. We can get the true deceleration factor of the horse, and as distance changes, and probably for exotics, it's an amazing program. With the one concept of vector magnetism, which is a concept that has been not only developed, but has been thoroughly tested. The adjustments from, for distance adjustments, track to track adjustments, everything is made on energy. That's why scan. It's the certain methodology for quarter horses. First horse that Purdy bet on, a quarter horse, I don't know, he just seen two or three quarter horse races. He's kind of like Dick. First one he bet on was a $62 winner. Right over here at Los Alamitos. Now, the program hasn't been only tested in Oklahoma, but throughout it's been tested in Louisiana, Arizona, New Mexico, been tested at Los Alamitos, Bay Meadows, and Washington. This is has why it has been so long in the final development. Anything that the contender scan, the ultra scan that Purdy is talking about, all of these things, they don't just come to you as theories. There's something that are really, truly tested. And we as the Perco group feel that the only way that you can test anything thoroughly and to make sure that it works is not in concept and not on paper, but walk up to that window and place money on it. Now, if you can't, then it's just a piece of paper. It's a concept. Howard had asked me, I guess a year ago, to let's check into the vector magnetism. Now, I didn't call it that. I'm not going to tell you what my friends call it. But it does happen. Whereas, I call it rhythm. And it is seen in the first fraction in thoroughbred racing, where all of the horses chase speed. And the concept of vector magnetism is where this horse gets in the rhythm of the stride and trying to beat the horse that is on the inside post to him or the outside post to him. And it pulls this horse along through vector magnetism. And it is really outstanding on exactas and quinellas. I attended the races at Blue Ribbon Down Thursday before I came out here. They have all races except the first, the third, and the 11th race are either exacta or quinella races. So that gives a total of 9 exacta and quinella races. They had 11 quarter horse races and 1 thoroughbred race. With the use of Q-scan and the concept of vector magnetism, of the quarter horse races, I hit 10 of 11. Of the exotics, hit 7 of 9.
Is it one horse or 2 horses?
On the exotics, it's the sad thing is that to test the program to make sure that you were getting these horses that had a shot at it, on the trifectas, we were boxing 3 horses with some of these that had a shot. And in certain instances, we did lose money because the favorite won the race with the second one. the concept of the Sark mythology is if you're going to bet horses to win, to bet two horses. So this is the concept of Q-scan, is to play two horses. Inexact as if the box three with the also rans or the others that have a shot. And in certain instances, in one case, we bet $12 on a Cornella, and it paid $3.40. Now we're testing a program. I thought I knew who was running first and second, but you don't do that when you're testing a concept. You've got to do what you're supposed to do. And another race paid $6.40. And we overcame this by parlaying our exotics. And then finally, we did hit a $210 that really showed. So was able to hit the, they had one thoroughbred race that was the 12th race. It hit the both doubles, 7 of 9 of the exotics. The only race I missed was the 8th race of the pick 6. And I'm sitting there with 5 horses. I've had 2. I've got a $14 winner, which I got playing 2 horses. A $10 winner, which I got playing 2 horses. I've got those in, and I've got the deadlock favorite going in the 8th race. And I know I'm going to stand in line and collect the pick 6. I stood in line and got $28 for a $5 consolation. So, you know, nothing is ever sure. But the concept of Q-scan, and for the individuals on the West Coast with Bay Meadows, Hollywood's getting ready, the fairs, Pomona, all of these places, there is money at the quarter horse races, and lots of it. Because 75% and maybe more of the people don't think that quarter horses can be handicapped, and most of them do it. And with the Howard's concept of pace, deceleration, and vector magnetism, we're already ahead of the mob that's going to be there betting. And this is something that will be offered only to our group. It will not be on the book stand. It will be to our group before anything else is done with the program.
Imagine all the Okies running around saying, Vector Mag. Add to the culture. What do they call it?
Suck. It's like a truck.
That horse got sucked up there. These are just people that see it and actually know. You know, most of the people, it's easy to get the favorite at a quarter horse race. And it's easy for the crowd to see this. And they're just, it's funny how some of them fail. Howard and I, we came, Blue Ribbon Down is getting ready to open, and we're going to give a seminar, and we're going to give it free, you know, to help Blue Ribbon Down, and we give it at Fort Smith, and about 349 people attended. You know, the price was right. So Howard gets up, and he said, okay, said, how many of you can read the racing form? 2 or 3 people. He said, how many can't read the racing form?
Doc, send that guy back down to Oklahoma. He didn't get started on Port Orange.
Howard, he said, Jimmy, said, we're in trouble. And we weren't. The funniest thing, it gets to the overlay and we're trying to do it in two or three hours to tell these people how to try to bet. You know, we're an hour on the internal fractions on third grade.
Yeah. At this point, they say, I'd get the first one.
So he's going to go into overlay and underlay. And he said, now, how many know what an overlay is? No one raised hand. How many do not know? The first one that raised his hand was the guy that writes the morning line. And these are the kind of people that a lot of times that you're dealing with at Port Orange. I'm sure this would be more sophisticated, but they're going to be the same type of people.
I know I see a lot of big cowboy hats out in Los Alamitos.
Yeah. But we go down there at Los Alamitos and Bobby catches a $62 horse, so they're not much smarter than us Okies. And not only that, Bobby also handicapped the two stakes races. It's a dash for cash night.
Yeah, yeah.
And we get the outstanding horse, and the horse breaks the gate. He ran his race before the race started. He breaks the gate, and Bobby said, okay, this is the horse then that only one that has a chance. I said, it won't run. I said, it ran its race now. And we bet that horse, and the horse beat it. So, you know, you little things that you can look for that we have said and told about in the manual. Anybody have any questions?
Can we get it now?
About anything.
Is it available?
Is it available?
It is available right away as soon as
I'm real okay to go home.
Mr. Smith gets the timing finished. The programs are available, but
you can probably by the end of August.
Okay, by the end of August, it will be ready. It'll be announced, you'll get a flyer when it is available to you. And I'm not just bragging on it because I was part of it. I'm bragging on it for it is the. I have tested it.
Strong.
Strong. That's the strongest thing I've ever seen. And you will not, you may find a couple of books in the Gambler's Book Club or some of these places on quarter horses. One is on the breeding and the other one, I don't know what it's on, but not on the true handicapping theory that is carried out in Q-Scan.
Anybody have any questions on anything that was covered today? Well, that being the case,